You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
What? I love that you're just smiling. Go for it.
All right. Welcome to Housewives of New Jersey. What's up, Courtney?
How you doing, Christina?
So nice to see you. I was afraid I was going to be by my damn self, girl.
I made it, even with my half an eye. That's why I wear my glasses.
Right. Oh, so beautiful. Glasses or not.
My eyes all swollen, but not half as rough as your eyes going right now.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's going hard in the yard. My table asked me, they're like, do you catch a case? I'm like, no. No, I was giving my kitten a bath, and he punched me out.
Oh, well, at least you have a reason. Your kitten punched you out. I have no idea why my eyes are crazy, so you know, whatever.
That's beautiful, why we're wearing glasses and sunglasses. That's right. We try to match it up here.
We're working it out today.
So tonight, another Teresa and Melissa banter.
Snooze.
Apparently anybody can be a singer.
Anybody can be a singer. So I'm working on my career right now.
Hey,
I'm gonna have DJ Jesse rock me some beats.
Elegance is love, my friends. You know?
Oh, I can't take it. It's awful.
You know?
It's so awful.
Like, why are you... Good friends build each other up. They don't break each other down. Like, support her singing ass. Like, if she wants to sing, let her sing.
Should we? Really?
I mean, well, she's family. We're not.
Or should we be honest?
We're not. We should be
if
honest.
If we're real good friends,
they're family.
We should be honest.
Absolute.
That's
absolutely
what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's not the best dream for you to pursue. But then
definitely
again,
not me.
Who knows? I don't know. But anyway.
I mean, her husband did buy her... a bajillion-dollar studio in her house so he can keep tabs on her.
South Jersey. Yeah, how do we feel about that? I mean, I was kind of like, on the one hand, it's like, aw, he'll do anything for her. But
I know,
the reality is he just doesn't want her out of the house.
Yeah, he's like, no, I got you, bitch.
Yeah.
And I've got you stuck in the studio.
Which I can't be mad at, because, I mean, if you got four kids, the reality is that dream need to be on hold for a little while.
And honestly, he does buy her whatever she wants. So, I mean, if that's a deal you guys worked out prior to marriage, then
exactly.
I mean, stay true to the contracts.
Exactly. Don't be trying to change it up in the middle. That's why people end up divorced. So, whatever. Go, whatever's her name, because I can't stand her, Melissa Gorga.
Melly McMillan.
Even though you were real stank for talking about, I need a bedazzled, sparkly microphone.
Okay, the Rolex.
I'm going to sing.
We're going to go a little out of order, if that's okay with
yes,
you.
Yes, we are so out of order.
Holla. Because that Rolex wasn't good enough for her. The studio wasn't good enough for her, so he still expanded it. So she had enough room to dance.
She had a lot of room, because remember the old
room.
Box was like a little rectangle,
like,
and then suddenly she had an entire room.
She had enough room to do the robot,
for
and that
mood,
was about it.
It was like, oh, I can do this.
It's like, boop, boop, boop. Exactly.
Whatever.
So she got her big-ass studio.
Yes.
And still has something to say because the mic was not bedazzled. Maybe we should get some bedazzled mics in here.
I think bedazzled mics would be great in here, especially for Project Runway. Just FYI, just letting you know.
Yes.
But anyway, she just continues to make me not like her.
Me too.
I can't help it.
I agree.
I want to, because I feel like there really isn't much she's done, I guess. But she's just one of them chicks that you'd be like, I'm not feeling you.
There's a lot of hearsay on her being a gold digger, and I definitely picked that up. Do you?
Part of me thinks...
I want to believe she's genuine and
authentic.
Well,
I feel like she really does, like, love her husband and her kids, and, like, I feel like she's in it. Maybe in the beginning, I'm sure she was like... oh my God, like he has all this and he'll do anything. And he probably showered her with gifts. Like, I'm sure that's how it was in the beginning. And that the
Christmas is about giving.
Money doesn't hurt. Okay. Speaking of Christmas being about giving. Can we talk about, like, I get that she was like, she actually made, okay, we're talking about Melissa Gorga, just in case. I don't know if that was clear. She made the comment talking about it's Jesus' birthday. It's Jesus' birthday.
That's all she has to say, but it's about family and bringing the family together and giving, not getting.
Okay, right along with that, Teresa, Miss, I want my kids to know that it's not just about getting. Okay.
Oh, honey, you see your Mercedes? It's a Mercedes. It's a Mercedes.
Mercedes is the best ever.
You have no money. None. And your naked husband, can he put a shirt on?
No.
Can Joe Juicy Joe put a shirt on?
He looked kind of sad.
He is always sad this whole season, which I do. It's funny because Caroline Manzo was on Watch What Happens Live, which is Andy Cohen's after show.
Love me some
Andy.
But it
was last week. And they were talking about, like, oh, you know, are you feeling Teresa's side? Or are you more on someone's side? And she totally gave a plug to Joe Giudice, who in this entire season has sort of been a schlub. Like, he's been drunk, been topless, and he just looks like he's miserable and miserable to be around the entire season.
I might feel
season.
The same way, though, if I was going through
what he's going through. And that's what Caroline said. She was like, you know what? He's really going through a lot, and he's really actually an awesome guy. And keeping I don't think he shows that on camera at all. Like, we don't see him as the awesome guy on camera.
Maybe
at
in
all.
Like the first season.
So a little bit, but even more so. Yeah, but she seemed to still like give a plug for him, like, you know what, he's going through a lot and he's trying to deal with it. He's a great dude.
And like, that was Caroline Manzo.
That was Caroline Manzo.
That would be Caroline.
And I receive it.
I love her.
I receive it when it comes from her because I don't feel like she would say it. Exactly. She wouldn't say it otherwise.
My mama. That's the Christmas I wanted to be at.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Because everybody else, I don't even know. They're all over the place. But
well, Grandpa Gorga gives his little great speech in the beginning, like his little toast, and he says, we have a great family, let's stick together, and God bless you all. I thought that was sweet.
But then baby Joe Gorga says, sorry, we gotta go to Kathy's house.
Oh, snap.
Whereas I understand that I'm sure the whole Kathy situation came up long before they even made up with Teresa, and like, and that's sort of where they go and what it's gonna do. I, as annoyed as I was that Teresa was making an issue about it with him, because I feel like she should have just let it go, I do believe that from him, he should have honored the fact that his parents were there.
Absolutely.
And stayed. That's just my opinion, though.
I definitely agree. Like, I like how they're trying to make it work.
No.
They're trying.
And I get that,
I don't know
that,
if trying is doing sometimes, but
so it's one of those things, like, it's like, yeah, you already committed to Kathy, but I don't think you couldn't call Kathy and be like, you know what? My parents are here. They put a plate for us at the table. Aww. And I think maybe it would be better if I don't leave this time.
And you know Teresa has something to say about that. Mm. She was all pissed off that Kathy, or that her brother was going to spend Christmas with Kathy rather than with her.
Yes. And he was trying to be like, oh, Kathy, you know, aren't we all trying to, you know, bond and make up and like make it work? And she was like, well, if Kathy honestly cared about that shit, she would know to tell you you need to stay with your sister.
But really, all the Gorgas were trying to do is make it work for their entire family. Like, they're really making an honest effort.
I wonder, because I think partially they were, but I think the other part, which was made obvious when Melissa showed up at Kathy's house, like, this is where we can let our hair down. We feel like we're among strangers at there. And I get it. Like, you're
uncomfortable. She seems very young to me. Do we know how old she is?
Oh, Melissa?
Yes.
She's like late 20s, probably.
Okay. She seems very young to me.
I think she's late 20s.
Maybe she's still learning.
She's retarded. Oh, that's not appropriate. She's not the brightest chick in the bunch, is what I've decided.
Not the brightest bulb in the tanning bed.
I get that you like feel more comfortable. You can let your hair down because those are the people that have been around you and been supportive. Mm-hmm. But if you're honestly trying to bridge that gap, his parents were there at Teresa's house. Like, that's one you should have just taken for the team and been like, you know what, honey? It's uncomfortable. No, we're not going to get to be drunk and comfortable like we always are, but maybe we should take this one for the team.
That's interesting, and I like that you're thinking in that direction.
That was my take on it. Even though I definitely was annoyed that Teresa was like, I'm your sister. You should be here with your sister.
It's like, just drop it. Like, he came, you know? He's made the first step.
Exactly. She should have received that he came and he brought his family, and that was a step. And I think that he should have taken the extra step to say, you know what? You're right. We should stay.
Hey, you know, practice makes perfect.
But, you know, I think they're both bullheaded, obnoxious people. So
we were just talking about before this, like, when you're really good friends or when you really care about people, you make shit happen. You make things work.
You make it work.
But make it work, just like Tim Gunn.
They're not trying to make it work right now. They're trying to get their drink on and have a party. And,
hey!
And no offense, like, I mean, I get it. Like, it's family party, whatever. But it kind of made me chuckle a little bit because when they got to Kathy's house, they were like, whip out the drinks! And you then know? They did a shot of their baby, like, rolling around on the floor, like, where's mama? Like, like all the grown-ups
that is
tossed.
A born bartender right there, honey. A born bartender.
It was kind of awesome.
And did you notice, like, Mel was making comments about Grandpa Gorga. Okay, so not only did they not receive the message that way
yes.
that we wanted them to with the parents being there, mm-hmm. but she, Mel, made a point to go up to Grandpa Gorga and be like, oh, well, you could call before. He's like, dude, I'm your father-in-law. I'll show up when I want to. I don't
I'm
use a
freaking
phone.
I'm 90
from here.
And I barely speak English.
Like
give me a break.
I feel like those little spurts make it harder for them to mend their differences.
It does, of course. And I know it sucks probably for her because in her defense, I'm sure she gets the rough end of the stick and has since she met Joe.
But especially, she makes it out to be like she's such an easy target for that.
Yeah. But I mean I get especially when Teresa like told the story of how he was like engaged and like all these girls and then suddenly he was engaged to her and they were married like 2 months later so nobody got to know her. So I'm sure they're strong-minded women and Italian. They probably were not trying to receive this trick real well, you know?
No, sure, not at all.
I'm sure they gave her a hard time, but that's kind of part of the hazing process.
But that's part of being in a big-ass family
exactly.
also. Like, either you're in or you're out.
And it takes time to be received, and you need to just go ahead and adjust and deal with it until it happens. Because it will happen, because they seem to be loving people for the most part. But
I hope so.
I think she just, I don't know. I don't like her.
She's on her own level.
That's our comment every week. I don't like her, and I got nothing else to say about that.
Well, then they moved to Kathy's Xmas.
Yes. Kathy looked kind of diva-like in her red dress, as we can see. And she had her
sure
desserts.
Oh, and looking, that bass.
Yo, I was
scary.
Like, is it a fish? Is it a cow? Is it a pig? Like, that was the biggest freaking whatever I've ever seen.
You will not catch me eating anything on the bone, honey.
Really?
That was cool.
I mean, it would be delicious. I bet it's
I mean,
so
it
good.
Looks...
It looks awful.
Weird.
It looks awful. Like, I don't necessarily want to look at and see that what I was eating. Like, know that that was...
Like, there's a head on it.
It's like, that's Nemo.
And Rich just ripped it off and put it on Joe's plate.
It was crazy.
Gross.
It was crazy, but
Caroline was discussing with... Who was it? With Jackie.
Jacqueline, yes.
And she's like, should we invite them? Should we not? And then she's like, well, it's not Teresa's party.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cute, kind of.
Yeah.
Like Mama Manzo.
Mama Manzo.
Always running the show.
We got a little gossip about you, Mama Manzo. But it made sense. I mean, they're having a New Year's party. Obviously, they got the big creepy fish from the brownstone. And they said they do it every year. Like, they obviously know Albert and have supported his business.
I thought that was really sweet.
That they should all be invited and be able to. I mean, dang, you can't
go to. It's all
about
collabos.
You can't just go to a freaking party and not even talk to each other. Like, it's a huge party. Like, if you don't like them, don't talk to them. Go over there. Like,
exactly.
Why?
Like, we're
understand.
All adults here.
Except I do understand with Kimji. Don't invite that trip.
Oh.
Because
she's just a problem starter.
She starts crap. Because I will say, Melissa and Joe, like, for as much drama as it is between them and Teresa, like, I don't feel like they're purposely out attacking each other.
You could tell there's some kind of feeling in there.
Yeah,
like,
and
Kim
respect.
G will throw a monkey wrench up in your wheel.
Yeah, for no
2.7
apparent reason.
2.7 seconds flat.
Other than she needs some entertainment for herself.
Exactamundo.
She's a twit.
But Kathy's kids were really supportive about her upcoming career in catering.
Well, that's beautiful.
I thought it was so
There's
sweet. I
kids.
Could not give a speech like that at 14 years old. Like, that was so heartfelt. And she's like, Mom, you know, we're really proud of you. And we just want to give you this HP computer. And
they got them a computer. They got her a computer. That's impressive.
I don't know what kind of allowance they're getting, but I wasn't getting that kind of allowance as a 14-year-old.
Girl, I wouldn't even get an allowance. I had a job, and I was only getting paid, like, I think my minimum wage was, like, $5.25 an hour at that point. Mm-hmm. I was
girl, you had a job at 14?
International supermarkets. Yes,
oh,
hey, I did.
Girl.
I was a cashier.
Girl, when I was 13 years old, I asked my daddy for an allowance back home in Tennessee, and he said, we have a dishwasher. You're not using the dishwasher to wash the dishes, and you're not getting an allowance because you live in my house, and that's it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you buying a computer?
Yeah.
Do it. I just thought that was very heartfelt for them to use all that money to get something for somebody else.
But then again, they might have just been like, hey, Daddy, we want to get Mom a computer.
I want to feel like he didn't know anything about it. I want to feel that way.
Okay, I'll let you continue to feel that way. They're super great kids.
You don't think so?
That would you? Of course not. Oh. Give me a break. They're rich and their parents have money. Of course, they went to dad.
I'm like, yay.
They went to dad and they were like, Daddy, this is what we want to get mom for Christmas.
How do you feel about
this? Great. I mean, in the end, it was a nice idea, as long as it was their own idea. Like, of course. It's great, but you know, whatever.
He's like, I had no idea about this. I mean, about the speech that they wrote.
At least it was thoughtful.
Exactly.
Even if it wasn't their money, it was thoughtful.
Yeah, it was so thoughtful.
It was sweet.
So Albert and Caroline hop in the car in the rain.
In the rain.
Down memory lane.
Rolling through the snow, ice, reminiscing about how love used to be.
Oh,
when
she said
were young and skinny.
It's like they were never married because he never got down on one knee.
That was sweet. Oh, and she said, I used to be 95 pounds. We're like, oh, you ain't no more.
Oh, snap, girl.
But you're still sweet. And he gave her
a rock.
A tremendous rock.
We could go ice skating on that after the
show. It was enormous.
It
like,
was
I thought
so hot.
Like, the rock was like my head.
That's what I want.
One day, girl.
One day. Oh, hey.
This is my fake ring because I was auditioning and I was supposed to be married. So I had to put on a band because I ain't got no diamonds for my ring finger.
So cute.
One day.
You're like, the boy must come correct.
Yes. And it must be very nice.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have second and third.
And I'm okay with color, personally. Yellow or pink works for me.
Ooh.
FYI. Ooh. For all those boys out there
yellow
who wanted
diamond?
To propose to me.
I'm about it.
I need to be a little bit different.
You know?
A little bit different. Anywho, we're not talking about Courtney getting married. We're talking about the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
We might be if a certain somebody's watching.
Oh,
so Mel Studio.
Back to Mel Studio.
You know what?
It was huge.
We've had enough of her studio.
Who cares? She sucks. Let's talk about how Teresa got gloves.
Yes, let's do that. She tried so hard. So hard to say thank you for her. Like, her version of hard to
it
say thank you.
It was painful to watch. Like, you get that
in that jacket, too. She was like, whoop. I'm just going to spin this around so you can see me wear it once, and I'm going to take it back and return.
He was like, so you're going to take it back and return it? And she was like, why would you say that, Joe?
I do not think I've ever taken a gift back to return it.
I don't think I have either, unless it didn't fit. Like, I've tried to exchange it for another size, but I don't think I've returned anything.
I don't think I have that kind of heart.
Well, I kind of do, but for the most part, when people actually give me something I can wear or fit, like they...
You saw that jacket.
I thought the jacket was kind of tight.
Bajillion dollars.
It was
like,
kind of nice.
That's so thoughtful, and obviously he doesn't have the money to be doing that
right
now for you,
gloves.
But he made the effort. Gloves to match that big-ass jacket.
And she, what was funny was her trying to, like, tell the girls, like, oh my God, girls, look, Daddy got me gloves.
Uh-huh.
And it was just embarrassing. And then she ruined it because she goes and says, no diamonds this year, I guess.
I know. Like, I'm like,
you
dude, you
dummy.
Were doing so well. So well. And then Gia goes in the bathroom, pukes, and she's like, smile. And Gia's like, really?
Yeah, Mom.
Really, Mom? You serious right now?
I know the old pictures of Teresa that I saw online that I can't find right now because apparently our internet sucks in here. Looks exactly like Gia. Crazy weird. Exactly.
Teresa
like
as
Gia.
A child.
Teresa as a child is exactly like Gia.
Aww,
it's crazy. But
cute.
Adorable. Because
her
Gia
kids
looks
are
kind of weird, but they look kind of weird sometimes, but then sometimes, like, oh, they're cute.
She has the prettiest eyes, I think.
I think they're kind of scary, but scary because they're striking, not because it's.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Like,
she's very
like daywalkers.
Pat Lambert would say she was hideous, and I don't think that's true.
Well, Patty ain't here, but we do love you.
That's why
I hope you
send him back to the East Coast in his little crew shorts.
I hope he's tilting his 40 for us right now.
I know. I'm sure he misses us. But nonetheless, Teresa got some gloves and tried to pretend like she liked him. Didn't go so well. But such is life. You know, that's what you got. They're struggling.
You should just appreciate it, though.
It's
the spirit of giving people.
They need to all go somewhere and give to somebody else.
Yeah. I would love to see them, like, down at a soup kitchen or something like that. I would love to see that.
Because the mass consumption in all the households is a little bit.
$50,000 for a charity party for Toys for Tots is, I mean, the charity part is great.
Yeah.
The $50,000 part could have gone to that charity also.
You know, you could have, and I, you know, whatever. You're
but
rich,
I'm not
you can
judging.
Do, you can do what you want with your
I'm
money.
I'm just saying we
you
all have options.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just concerning Hopefully they are balancing. Obviously, that's what we see on TV, and I'm sure that's for our entertainment.
Of course.
But hopefully they balance the
I speak too soon once in a while. You know? Thank you.
Maybe they do things off camera that balance it out. Because it's all about balance. You can spend your money however the hell you want to. It's America. Do what
that's
you
right.
want.
That's but right. It's not for me to count.
Let's hope there's balance. Please.
I know. God, please. Please.
Because Melissa Gorga don't.
She don't rub me that way either.
She doesn't rub me that way at all in terms of balance. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know, whatever. I'm not mad. Do your thing, girl. Your man loves you. He wants to bling you out and get you Rolex. And...
I mean, I can't say that if a man wanted to bling me out, I would say, I would say, I'm sorry.
Yes, baby.
Okay.
How much do you want and where do you want me
like,
to wear
where
it?
Do you, oh, you just need me to look
you
pretty?
You just want me to have the watch on?
You got it, honey.
Okay. We exactly. can wear. Just watching Jimmy.
Hey.
Shoes on the feet. I can do that too.
Some boutons.
Whatever works.
So... Alexa and Albert.
Alexa Ray Joel.
So I didn't even know that Christy Brinkley was a part of that whole equation.
That's her mama.
Hey, that's, that must be why she's
only,
beautiful.
She looks like Billy Ray Joel. Billy Ray. I was thinking Billy Ray Cyrus.
I know, right?
She looks exactly like Billy Joel, though.
She's gorgeous.
She's got these eyes. She's grown into it because it
oh,
was
really?
Kind of creepy in the beginning.
I couldn't decipher. I was like, when she got on stage, I was like, wait, is this going to be good?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be great? It turned out to be great.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I was excited about
stuff.
It.
She's doing her thing. And it was really cute to watch Albie be all uncomfortable.
I know. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, don't embarrass me in front of my people.
So embarrassed. And when he had to throw, I can't remember what he said. And I wanted to remember his little line. He made a little joke or tried to like. Throw a little line at her, and it fell completely flat. Everybody was like, what did you just say?
Like crickets chirping. Somebody save this boy quick. Stat.
Albie has no game.
It's okay.
Does anybody ever wonder Chris if Albie's gay? Has anybody ever wondered that?
I actually wonder that about Chris sometimes, but I think that Chris is more attractive.
Do you
think
Chris is more attractive?
Because
everybody
I'm a
seems
personality
to think Albie's more attractive.
Person, girl. If you can make me laugh, that's a key to my heart.
Well, there you go. Because Albie, everybody's like, Albie. And I'm like,
And Chris is like so comfortable in front of her. I'm like, I want them to hook up almost more.
I think Albie might be a little not straight.
Well, oh, okay. Well, to be continued.
To be continued. And it's no coincidence that they have a super gay friend that they love and adore.
Who is hot.
Who's very attractive.
I love Greg.
He's so
cute. I want me some Greg.
And that's not to say you can't be friends with gay and straight and not be one or the other. Please don't think that that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying based on Albie's behavior with women in the past, he doesn't seem like he's much into women to me.
Maybe he's just a shy guy.
I feel like he just hasn't come into his acceptance
Manhood.
Of being gay. That's my read.
I think it could be that, or I think he could be just a very young man.
But he's like 25.
A very young man. 25 going on 20 sometimes.
I just poured water on myself.
Though. It happens. Did you like some
like
of mine?
Sometimes. I'm good.
I think okay.
Dribble there.
They were talking about Caroline's kiss of death. Can you make pasta? Can you make sauce?
Yeah, she was very excited.
Oh
she wanted
gosh.
To know everything. But I was like, Alexa, is Billy Joel Italian?
I'm not sure. Is he?
Christy Brinkley is not, right?
I couldn't tell you.
Because I thought it was sort of a Jewish thing, maybe.
Perhaps.
But I did not think Italian for a minute. So the whole, do you make sauce? Do you do this? Like, I was like, is she Italian? Like, did I miss that?
Huh. We need to look this up and get back to it.
Nah, yeah. But yeah. So anyway, she's still cute. And they could be cute together.
Maybe Albie's a little even more uncomfortable because she's so gorgeous. She has a career and his mom is pushing him.
I'm sure that helps. Makes you know? Worse. But I agree. I think Chris should get with her.
Well, that was definitely the end of that show.
No, Billy Joel is not Italian.
Okay. Yeah. So that's
right on. There's that.
I didn't think so.
Does Caroline really care?
I don't know. Maybe she was just trying to be like, do you cook, Drake?
Okay.
Can you feed my child?
Okay.
Maybe that's more of her
Can
concern.
You cater to him like an Italian woman could?
Exactly. Because there's lots of ladies that really don't roll with that these days. Because we're new age.
I'll clean. My man got to cook.
I'll cook all day.
Please let
somebody
teach
else
me
clean.
Something.
Somebody else can clean because I hate cleaning. But I'll cook.
Heard.
I love cooking. Cooking is fun. We should have a party.
We deaf.
With yummy food.
Definite.
That's going down.
So that was the entire show, this episode.
Amazing.
But the previews looked fat nasty.
Fat nasty. Should we shave that
so
for predictions?
Good. We should.
All
Let's
right.
cut to a commercial.
And then come back.
Booyah.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Jealous is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
And we're back.
Oh, yes, we are.
Are we going right to predictions?
Now, let's do it. We're mixing it up.
Oh, real quick.
Oh, yes.
Before we talk about predictions, well, this is kind of in line with predictions.
Yay.
So, obviously, I was looking at some gossip, so to speak, and I found something very interesting. Well, first of all, Teresa apparently got shafted on Dancing with the Stars and she really wanted to do it. So now she's bitter about it and they don't want her. They said they don't want any housewives, but there's speculation that they don't want her, not any specific housewives.
Well, well.
So that's funny. But that being said, they were talking about Teresa and then it goes on to talk about how apparently they're already like taping for season 4 right now for New Jersey.
Really?
Which I thought was kind of
crazy. A
little
soon.
But I mean, apparently they're going to come back. But I guess since they got rid of maybe DC, they're going to like throw in Jersey like
after
they
do
Atlanta. Well, we can talk about that some other time.
Oh, we sure will.
I did not like to see it all. Ooh. Anyway, but that being said, so apparently Caroline is becoming a little tight with Melissa Gorga.
Stop it.
And
taking her
Kathy
under her wing.
Wiley.
They are
getting to be buddies.
I can see the Kathy thing because I think she's chill. I don't understand what the problem is.
I can see them getting closer, but the bonding with Melissa is a little bit sketchy to me. And apparently Teresa has been taking some shots at Caroline in her blog about not really being as tight with all her. Because, you know, Caroline's got like 12 brothers and sisters or something.
Yeah, but that's so Teresa right there.
And
that's so her style.
And she's taking shots at Caroline about not being so close to her sisters and brothers. And yet she's going to come into this mix and supposedly being friends with Teresa. But now she's like all bonded with Melissa. And apparently Melissa, Caroline, and Kathy are like chatting over Twitter and they're all buddy-buddy now. So there's some potential drama.
Of course, as always.
Coming up. So that's sort of a prediction, but I found that to be a little bit interesting.
I think that's very interesting because I did write this in my notes actually for the in light of the previews for predictions. Like I really don't understand the Kathy drama. Like she seems chill to me.
She seems chill. I think that Teresa feels betrayed by her because of her bond with
Melissa.
Yeah,
but that is so adolescent.
It would be on one hand, but on the other hand, apparently Teresa and Kathy were like this as cousins growing up. And to suddenly like take the side of the woman that is number one, Teresa is against her mom. Teresa's mom is not happy with either. Like, I think that it was a weird territory, even though it is
perhaps
juvenile on some level, because in the end, I'm sure Kathy was just trying to be nice.
Because
I feel like her spirit wouldn't, she doesn't seem like she would be doing that to
like,
be
she's like, hey, there's always tomorrow.
And she's just kind of like, let's all bring together. And maybe if I stay as the goat, and she seems like the person that would want to put herself in the middle all the time and be like, I can help. And sort of like Jacqueline almost. And maybe she put herself in the middle and it just didn't.
It sort of blew up in her face.
So in the end, I kind of see both sides of it. But it's one of those things like, bitch, get over it. Like, all of you get over it.
Okay.
But yeah.
So what do we predict for next week?
Well, it's the last episode, right? I think it's season finale next week.
Is it? Yeah, already?
I think so. Finally. Or already. I'm like, is it finally? Dang it. Please. Because I'm bored.
Because we need to get to the other Jersey.
Yeah, but then I heard a rumor that somebody was leaving.
From our cast?
Wow.
So
I was like, who? And obviously, I'm wondering if now it is Teresa.
I think it's time.
But I think it shouldn't be because that heifer needs some money.
No, absolutely. She does need that money, girl. Get your hands on it.
So I don't know. But next week, I mean, I don't know. What's your prediction?
I just want us to all get along.
They're so not.
I hope that that bar doesn't get shut down due to underage drinking.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Ashley needs to get a hold on her personality.
Ashley is
probably...
She is
a young 20 years old.
Next to Kim G, she's probably the most annoying person.
Really? Because it's like they both bug each other out. They're almost like Teresa and Melissa. They all bug each other out, but they're really the same exact people.
Yeah, so that's that.
Yeah, so
otherwise,
I mean...
I got no more predictions. More unnecessary drama.
I guess Caroline lets them know next week, like, hey, kiss and make up. No fighting up in my house.
Yeah.
I hope that Caroline is the ringmaster up in that boxing mat.
He's going to regulate on some hoes.
Regulators, mount up.
And that's it.
And that's our show. Well, we love you all. Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Till the next.
See y'all next week.
Couple naps.
New Jersey.
Oh, yes.
More Jersey.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.